As you know, Prime Minister Modi was on a three-day visit to the United States. The Indian Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar was also part of the delegation. Whenever the Indian Foreign Minister is on an overseas visit, he actively participates in media interviews, engages in Q&A sessions with various organizations, or delivers speeches. He actively participates in these events. So, being the foreign minister, he represents India, and it is his duty to not only fulfill his official responsibilities, but also to brief the media in foreign countries about his own nation and its aspirations. And he is good at what he does. So, this time on his visit to the United States, he addressed an event hosted by the Asia Society Policy Institute in New York, where he explained India's ongoing diplomatic efforts to engage both Russia and Ukraine in hopes of playing a constructive role in resolving the ongoing conflict. He also explained how India is navigating the new global power dynamics and managing relations with Russia, United States, and the multipolar world. Additionally, he also gave valuable insights in foreign policy, or you can call it a foreign policy masterclass. The official video is there on YouTube. In this video, I will explain everything in detail in simple language. So the Indian Foreign Minister spoke about a changing global landscape. And of course, whatever he is saying is from India's perspective. For over 40 years, the geopolitical game has been evolving, especially for India. During the Cold War, the West primarily backed Pakistan with military aid. In response, India forged a robust military and defense relationship with the Soviet Union, with seeking a partner that aligned with its own strategic interests. Over time, this relationship became a cornerstone of India's defense strategy with Russia. Now, I want you to have a look at the map of Eurasia that reveals why India's relationship with Russia made sense. In such a vast region, countries like India and Russia, without direct borders, found it beneficial to develop strong ties. This alliance served both nations' strategic and geopolitical interests, further deepening their partnership. Now, there is also an economic interest. In recent years, economic interests have become just as significant as defense ties. India is one of the world's largest consumers of natural resources, and Russia is a key supplier. As Russia looks eastward, due to increasing tensions with the West, India's demand for resources creates a natural synergy. And this complements India's relationships with other resource-rich nations like Australia and countries in the Gulf. Now, how does India manage multiple relationships in a multipolar world? Here is where the balancing act comes in. As India strengthens its ties with the United States and Europe, it faces a challenge: how to reconcile these relationships with its historic bond with Russia. The global order today is multipolar, meaning countries have to navigate multiple relationships without being tied exclusively to one bloc. Therefore, India is also no exception. Now, you have to understand that in this complex world, India's approach is about flexibility and dexterity. India is also a large nation. No longer can large nations be expected to limit their partnerships based on others' concerns. India is positioning itself to maximize its global influence by engaging with various powers, be it the United States, Europe, or Russia, based on its national interests. This dynamic diplomacy is the key to navigating the intricacies of international politics. Now, when a foreign minister makes such a statement in front of the media during a visit to the United States, it is definitely commendable, but then you also have to understand how these remarks are made during such a sensitive time. If you look at the current situation in the United States, elections are scheduled for November this year. The political atmosphere is currently divided between two individuals, Kamala Harris from the Democrats and Donald Trump from the Republican Party. Given the fact that Donald Trump has survived two assassination attempts, the mood in America is quite tense. Those who lean towards left-wing politics have become very aggressive and seem unable to tolerate honest discussions, which is why some want Trump eliminated. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party is somewhat on the back foot, fearing that Trump might win by garnering public sympathy. So at this moment, when the Indian Foreign Minister is making such statements in New York, the Democratic Party can't really do anything, because if they take action or show any political move, it could automatically work in favor of the Republican candidate, Donald Trump. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.